guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw a grain market that actually traded kind of two-sided here throughout the overnight session and found some support through the day trade. Corn, front end of the corn market and the soybean market really took off here today. What happened?
Yeah, it really did. And, you know, the market had a poor technical performance yesterday, particularly in soybeans, turned some of the technical stuff down into downtrend sell signals, but couldn't stick it to the downside on corn, just a good setback. But, you know, really the driving force was we were overnight, not that a little bit calmer, but then President Trump, she had a phone meeting, and it seemed like as soon as the word got out that that happened, the market just saw some new buying coming in, you know, across the board on the grain market. So it appears that's what it was on the grains when you have a market that's still very uncertain on what happens with the South America weather. Along the weather, it looks like Brazil, you know, near ideal, except maybe parts of southern Brazil. But Argentina, noon maps verified, looks like it's chances of some meaningful rain in areas, knocking the dry areas down 35% here for the weekend, but then you heat up again and lack of rain. So I think it's mini weather market, you know, particularly on corn, giving us a push up, and then still adjusting back from that report that we had last Friday, a week from today, Randy.
Kind of surprising to see this kind of firmness ahead of a three-day weekend or not?
Well, I think it kind of is. It just tells you the funds not interested in taking profits, adding to it here after that balance table changed. And I think, you know, it's a market that I think it's more negative on the soybeans, less negative on the corn. And, you know, you could see who the most nervous person was going in the weekend. It was the people that had shorts, not any real big gains here. As, you know, the corn market's back to where we were mid-June last year, where we're in a tough area between 480 and 488 on the nearby corn. So we're back in there. We'll see if next week what the weather is, what Trump policies are, and see if the funds want to pile in. Largest long position on corn since the 21-22 bull market, Randy.
Sure, and it seems like they're willing to defend those positions.
You know, much like the cattle market, you know, the you bend, but you don't break, and we're starting that same theory in the corn market. We'll see if July can get over $5. That's the next big marker, as we got within almost a nickel of it here this week.
Okay. Now, you mentioned livestock a bit. What happened over there today?
Yeah, you know, the cattle market, it's one of those that, you know, like we talked on the corn, bends but doesn't break. You know, we were down hard, you know, and then the market bounces back here on fund buying. Futures just too much of a discount to the cash. So the bulls have a defensive posture on the buy side just because of the big discounts. So that was a supportive factor still. Packer trying to leapfrog these prices higher. Numbers just aren't going to be there. It's all about the demand. You know, the last demand we had, the export pace was up 5.5%, domestic demand up 6.5%. So, you know, at these prices, people still willing to not only domestically but exports buy beef. So it's all over when it's over, certainly at lofty levels. But no signs of a top yet, Randy.
Sure. The weakest thing on the board was the lean hogs.
Yeah, the hog market, you know, there you go. You talk about the demand side of the market. Actually, latest report, demand on hogs in the last month down 1% versus a year ago. It's really the export pace that is strong. But, you know, about 28% of our production now is in exports, where the old deal was 24.5, 25. But, you know, I think, you know, the cash market just continues to kind of languish here. And too big a premium in those back months when you get in June, July, up over that 104 and the 105 area. Just too big a premium this time of year with uncertainty on the demand, Randy.
Anything else we should be aware of or talking about here?
Well, let's watch the dollar next week. You know, it's the weather in South America and then the Trump administration policies going forward. We'll get a better read on all those. We're closed Monday, open up Monday night, so we'll get a better read. Rest of the world will trade for a day when we don't, Randy.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.